the competitive nature of a player is to want to go out there and compete. So they have to protect us even from ourselves sometimes.
I know when we talked to you in June, you were legitimately talking about getting back to camp and being legitimately excited for it. So how disappointing is it?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, anytime you can't go out there and be out there with your teammates. You know, I'm here, but at the same time, it's kind of like I'm not able to go out there on the field and work with the guys, you know, kind of establish that rapport and you know, kind of that relationship. Even when you're working together, you get a chance to gel with the guys and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Disappointed I'm not going to have that opportunity right now at the beginning of the camp. You know, this is the first time haven't started a camp on time in my football, you know, in my pro career. So, you know, it's disappointing, but you know, it's what it is, and you know, we'll work through it, so no issue.
Chris, you know how you feel like that. Can you see the season opener being a problem, or you know, when you say it's going to be a while, what is a while?
I definitely wouldn't want to miss that one. Definitely wouldn't want to miss that one. So, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get into setting any new dates or anything like that, you know. Obviously, you know, I defer to the medical staff, defer to coach. You know, he says it's going to be a while. Take our cues from him.
What can you do? Lift, run,
make sure I'm in great condition, make sure my body's feeling great, make sure everything's ready to go. I mean, you know, we did some running yesterday, did some lifting yesterday and today. So that's what we'll do.
Just swimming even more to the two?
We just got out of the pool. So.
How's the water? Nice.
You know, it's warm. It's one of those heated pools.
We got one of those refrigerators in the back.
Knowing this team like you do, how do you guys put the chip on your shoulder?
Well, obviously, you know, some of the things that you heard around the league during this offseason amongst peers is, you know, the Giants team was lucky last year. You know, they were lucky. You know, they just fell into the Super Bowl and happened to win it. And I think a lot of the guys, you know, take it personal a little bit. And obviously it's fuel to the fire. It's motivation for us. Motivation to prove that, you know, this is a good football team. We understand how to win. We understand what it takes for us to be successful. So guys were excited to get back in and get to work, you know. So.
There was a Philadelphia player that said that there might be a dynasty in the making down there. You haven't won a Super Bowl yet, though. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, you know, obviously they're confident. They're not confident at this part of the season. you don't have a shot. You know, this is a competitive league, and obviously you have to have that confidence to be able to perform at a high level. And they're confident. You know, as they should be. They're a good football team. They're confident. Can't take that from them.
You guys all say the same thing when I ask that question.
What?
You get rehearsing. They're confident. They should be confident. It's like you guys got together and put together a script.
Why is that right? Nah, nothing like that.
Why couldn't you get together and say something like "screw the Eagles"? That would have been the story. Huh? Could have got together and said something bad about the Eagles.
Oh, gosh, man, gosh. No matter what you give you guys, it's never enough, is it? I guaranteed a Super Bowl back in February. That wasn't enough.
Jerry Reese just opened camp saying that it's too quiet around here. Figured he might change it.
Quiet is a good thing. Quiet is a good thing for this football team. We need it to be quiet. We need to be working. This is the time to put your head down and really grind, you know. This is, you know, we got to put our football team together for the 2012 season. What you did last year doesn't matter. And so, you know, it's been great having everybody pat us on the back, win the Super Bowl. That's cool. None of that's going to help us if we don't come out here and work in this training camp and get ready and prepare like we need to.
So you don't share the same feelings that Martellus has towards the Cowboys?
Huh?
You don't share the same feelings that Martellus has towards the Cowboys?
Look, the Cowboys are a team on our schedule. We got to compete against them. They're a good football team. They're in our division. Obviously, you want to put yourself in a position to be successful against those division opponents. I mean, beyond that, look, it's, you know, it's what it is.
Hey, Chris, what is it about this organization that sort of allowed it to, you know, to just have success?
Just the consistency. I mean, you look at the consistency from top to bottom. Everybody's consistent in their message, consistent in their approach. Everyone understands their role and how to make this a successful, successful team. And so if everybody sticks to the script, we'll be all right. Simple as that.